What up, y'all? What up, y'all? Welcome back. Welcome back to the lunch break. This is hour two with Ray Nitti and Maybe Shannon on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. How y'all feeling, man? We getting into it right now. People want to know, can Crowley take his endorsement back for Sarah leaving him out to hang? Hella puns. They don't even get it. I'm still voting for David. Who are you voting for? Let's put a poll up. You know what? We're going to do our own polls. And then see that. I'm still voting for David. Yeah. His name will still be on the ballot. Yes, he fell out the race, but his name is still on the ballot. And if David gets enough votes that makes him the nomination, he is the nominee. That's how policy works. That's how power works. And I believe there's a bigger story here. I believe there's a bigger story of power here because, Shannon, because, right? Mm-hmm. Because, hold on 1 second, Shannon. I almost lost my talk. I almost lost it. Because here's why, right?
Look, I thought I was freezing again.
No. Don't go anywhere.
It's like, oh,
No Democrat, nobody actually, Democrat, Democratic, Socialist, I don't care who you are. No Democrat wins Wisconsin statewide without a massive black turnout in Milwaukee, particularly. Mm. Every campaign knows that. They all know that. But they feed us these polls and try to diminish our power, and that's why we hold these informationals at the corridor about the importance of getting involved and using our voice. Yes, feels like voting doesn't matter because of what we've continuously gotten. But until we start to really strategically, not just saying strategic, really strategically using our vote to push people that we need in, not just settling for, oh, this is what, you know, the natural political move would be, blah, blah, blah. No, I'm going off of what your resume and what your character has shown me. And right now, it's a crazy sugar honey iced tea show.
Man, literally. It's like, you know, you want to get little baseball cards. That's what I want. I want baseball cards.
Yeah, so that's why this segment
for
now.
We
talking about where's the black agenda? We can't just give our vote away anymore. We can't. And this is a primary. The primary is for the candidates to do the work and earn the vote of the people. So the person that had earned my vote, they will still be getting it in the primary. That's who earned my vote. Ain't nobody else in the primary did anything to earn my vote. So don't ask me to be no sheep. Don't ask me to be that.
That's real. If you can't get behind nobody, 833-212
is the number to call. 833-212-1017 is the number to call. Actually, we got a caller right now. Al, how you talk to me, Al? I know Al gonna give it to me straight.
I'm doing very goofy, but my thing is, was any album trying to cater to black people? Because I didn't really hear too much of Crowley saying too much.
Crowley has been catering. I'm going to pause you, Al, because I'm not going to let it. Crowley has been advocating for black people from the beginning of his entire career. And I think people don't really do the research on what policies he's actually passed. He made racism a public health crisis. Nobody else has done anything like that. So I'm asking people go ahead, Al.
No, I'm just talking like from now, because like from me watching and seeing, I ain't really seen him like too really vocal. I'm not going against his integrity or not, because I don't know the man.
Gotcha.
I'm just saying, He wasn't really, like, I ain't gonna say loud mouth.
Not loud enough, though. Not as loud as we would like. That's fair, Al. I'll give you that 1,000%. I'll be wanting people to be loud about our needs because everybody else be loud about theirs. I agree with you 100%.
I will say he was, you know, kind of running with the white folks and you know, going to their little get-togethers and things of that nature. I'm just, hey, I'm just asking.
He ran at a lot of black events too. Some black ones that some of them white people you talking about would never show up at. I ain't seen none of these people on Burleigh. I ain't seen them on Center. I know who I did see, though. I know who I did see.
So my thing is this. If you're going to, and this goes to any politician, okay, don't take the Mandela Barnes route. How about that? And I'll just leave it at that. You take the Mandela round. You take the Mandela Mandela Barnes route. You're gonna be the only one out there fighting, because we're not coming to raw ground beef and onions, okay?
100%.
So don't take his route.
100%.
So that's all I'm gonna say, and y'all will work it out, okay? Bye bye.
I appreciate Al always calling and keeping it real and saying what's on his mind, and even things that we may say that he don't agree with. He gonna call in and share his mind. But some things I'm convicted on. And what I'm convicted on is the track record of a person. And I'm not gonna let nobody call up here and say he hasn't done something when he's the only one that has. He's the only one that was really qualified. He raised the most money. He did the work. So no, ain't nobody inheriting my primary vote for because of no next in line policy. Sorry, not Sarah, not Mandela, not Francesca, not Joe. I'm sorry. Do the work.
Man.
That's what they told me to do when I was running for 4th District Alderman. Ray, we need to get out there and see you do the work before we just really throw our name behind you. And that pissed me off because y'all actually have seen me do the work since I was 18 years old. Some of them I've done the work for. It's cool when people want to get the artists and all the influencers. Ray, hit Shannon up. Hit Big Frank up so we can get them involved in voting. But is you really going to listen to
them? Actually move people to them polls. Mm-hmm.
But are they really going to? I want somebody that's really going to listen to Shannon. Somebody that's really going to listen to Frank. Somebody that's really going to listen to Desire. Somebody that's really going to listen to people who got knees that's been saying stuff. And then they look at us like, oh, because these people don't traditionally vote, they won't even put you in the box of caring for your needs. So, yeah, I got a different underdog story. I got an underdog story. Respectfully, I hear exactly what Sherwin is trying to say with the Joel Brennan case and so forth. But I'm sorry. He ain't earned it. That ain't no underdog story.
So what was Sherwin's stance on that? I didn't get a chance to hear what was his stance.
So I have to re-listen the parts that I did catch. It sounds as if, you know, the race is a mess right now. You know what I'm saying? You have somebody like a Joel who is seemingly connected. I ain't going to say loved by everyone, but he's connected in many important circles, right? And he's like, okay, this may be somebody that we could possibly get behind. And the black community, it sounds like you're saying the black community, this is somebody we could present a black agenda to, and he would be responsible for implementing the black agenda because the black vote got him across the line. And I'm like, all right, if he make it through the primary, we could talk about that, but that's not who I'm voting for in the primary. I'm not pushing him through in hopes that he does something for us. I'm not doing it. I'm gonna vote for the person I know who did the work, raised the money, talked to the people, has been putting forth policies, made racism a public health crisis, and didn't, like, he focused on black issues and other people issues and was pushing for policies for other people.
Yeah.
It's a reason when the state and the city was going back and forth about the taxes and who's going to have to give up what so we could be able to charge whatever, raise the taxes to whatever. It's the reason why the city of Milwaukee had to give up so many things in order to get the tax break, and the county didn't. It's because of the work that he did, the relationships that he fostered across the aisles. So I know y'all might think, oh, this is just some dude up here that's rapping that he just said. I know exactly what I'm talking about, and I'm very educated on it.
Okay.
Because that's what they said to me. He just a rapper. He just a rapper running, just some other rapper. But rappers and influencers and models and creators and creatives and DJs and designers, they have the ability to change the tide.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The people that's not voting.
I feel like it's important to be able to know what's going on both sides, too. And that's something that you bring to the table, and it's rare to know, like, okay, I know what's going on in this world, but I also know what's going on in this world. And that's why, you know, I value your opinion so much, right? Because, yeah.
Yeah.
You know what's going on both sides.
Man, and I value yours so much because you've shown me so many things that I probably wouldn't even look at, right? And some people don't even understand that, like, when you present something, they just think like, oh, she presented it from the influencer. Like, they don't know we worked on Biden campaigns and all these presidential campaigns, yeah, and really had to be strategic about how we use our brands and influence our peers to empower, man, themselves and use their brands to get. Come on, man. Come on, man. We not sheep. I know we like gyro and lamb.
Definitely like me a little gyro. You know? It's the lunch break now, Ray. I'm hungry.
I'm hungry. Who? Yeah, that brother's starving. I'm just saying, yeah, man, we can't. There it is. We can't give our vote out no more, man. We can't give our vote. I went on Francesca's website. I see nothing. Do I like some of the stuff she said on it? Yeah. I see nothing about a black agenda. And I hope the state, the city, the Democrats, the whoever gets real serious about this race, because I got my predictions.
Oh,
and I'm going to keep that to myself.
Look,
I'm going to keep that to myself because I'm going to let the primary play out. And I know who I'm voting for the primary. I'm voting for the person that did the work, the person that spoke to everyone and has an agenda for our community, and still trying to push the whole state forward. I don't want no generalized topics and, you know, all of that stuff sound good. Shouts out to Aaron in the chat. He said, I just can't vote for my guy. The numbers make it impossible. And that's what I'm saying. What numbers we talking about? The numbers that somebody else showed us? Remember when Biden was polling number 3? Who did they poll? They ain't poll us. Like, the numbers make it impossible. No, the mess that's going on right now is impossible to vote for and get behind. Let's be 100 with it. Let's stop talking about these numbers and these polls that really don't matter. All it is a narrative that somebody paid for to push a story. The poll says Sarah is up top. But the real numbers that come out tonight at 11:59 show that she was probably more than $800,000 behind Crowley.
Man.
Shannon, what's on the menu today?
Well, Ray. Let's take a peek at the menu.
What we got on the menu today?
Bruh.
We got something on the
American
menu.
American Family. Look, American Family Insurance is a proud sponsor of The Truth. Since 1927, they've been committed to helping families protect what matters most. With the right home and auto coverage built around your real life, because when you've worked hard to build something, you want protection that works just as hard for you. The peace of mind means your family. Company.
Sounds great.
Parkway.
Don't even trip, Shannon. Don't even trip.
Yeah, it's all right.
We can't give away our vote or our reads right now.
It's all right.
So we'll try that one again. We'll try to set that one up real nice.
Oh, no.
Somebody says, yes, definitely didn't poll Milwaukee. Don't go anywhere, y'all. We'll be back on the lunch break. With Ray Nitti and maybe Shannon. What up, y'all? What up, y'all? Welcome back to the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. This is Lunch Break with Ray Nitti and maybe Shannon. And I think what Shannon was maybe trying to say is American Family Insurance is a proud sponsor of The Truth. For almost 100 years, they've been committed to helping families protect what matters most, your home, your vehicle, and the dreams you're building every single day. And if you're part of The Truth audience, you already know. You work hard for what's yours. That's why having the right protection in place matters. American Family helps you stay ready for whatever life brings so you can focus on moving forward. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly with American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AndFam.com. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin. How you feeling? How you feeling? I'll tell you what it is.
It's like you read my mind. That's exactly what I was trying to say.
Man, you know, I got you. I got you. You know, we've been doing this a while, Shannon. I know what's insured. My vote's insured. I got insurance on my vote.
Pun gun. I know that's right.
That's what I got insured, Shannon. So, the black agenda, Shannon, it ain't nowhere on the ballot no more now. It ain't nowhere on the ballot no more. The candidate that had an agenda stepped out. And I don't even know if people realized when it was a question that was asked. They asked each of those candidates who has any black or brown people on their staff. Mandela and Sarah had none. Let me start with that. They had none. None.
Wow, that's crazy.
None was their answer. None. Zero. Zilch.
Nada.
Biscuit eating bulldogs. None. Francesca had, she mentioned, I think she has two on her campaign staff, and then some, she has somebody else who is does something else, who is the first Muslim American in that position in the state as well. So she has some. David Crowley had a bunch of leaders in African American leaders in his cabinet, and 50% of his staff is women. I'm just saying. So. We ain't nowhere on the ballot. We ain't nowhere in the cabinet. We ain't in the room, all right?
In the room where it happens.
So tell me, what are we talking about? Somebody says, Tristan, and we're supposed to vote for the... Right. That's what I'm saying, Tristan. We supposed... I guess that's being strategic, according to what... Somebody else says, socialists are pipe dreaming goofies. I ain't going to go that far and say all of that. Because I would even go on the limb and say some views I have is probably socialist views. But I know the candidate right now don't have none of our views on their website or, you know, in a plan. So.
But they have other stuff?
Yeah, they got all types of stuff. Universal health care, fully fund NPS, fully fund public schools, removing the choice program or voucher program, and all of that. Like, It's like these things sound so good, right? What does fully funding a decline in MPS looks like?
That only affect. I mean, that affects a couple, you know, people, but still.
What does that look like? It's like people say these buzzwords and tag phrases to make us feel good about the stuff they saying that's not. Like, are we going to improve teacher pay so we could attract better educators? Are we going to really put in effort in getting valuable meals in MPS? Like, simple things. Black home ownership. The black home ownership gap. The black mental health gap. Wisconsin is still one of the worst nations to raise black families. We still have the worst black incarceration rate. Low-hanging fruit that we've been new. None of them ain't even pulled from none of these problems. These things has been around for 10 years. 10-plus years. We've been talking about the same problems. They can't even add it to their... come on now. But I'm tripping. People are like, oh, Ray, you wasted... I'm voting for David Crowley in the primary because he is the candidate that earned my vote. And I'm not changing that because he's still on the ballot and I'm still casting my vote for him. That's the real underdog story. Because Joel Brennan said Wisconsin is not ready for a black governor or a woman governor. That's what he said. Wow. That's not underdog talk.
Damn.
Respectfully.
That is not underdog talk. Sounds like privilege speak to me.
Come on, man. So I'm supposed to buy this story? No, the real underdog story is the person that was most qualified fell out of the race because allegedly Wisconsin wasn't ready for a black governor. The real underdog story is that the people of Wisconsin rallied behind the most qualified individual and sent him beyond the primary and would be the nominee. That's the underdog story that I'm rolling with. That's a real underdog story that shows power of the people, not just power of positioning. So that's my underdog story. That's how I feel. Sarah let him out to dry. Hang. Let's use that word for context. Left him out to hang. You knew about your discrepancies. That's bogus. You can't be trusted, folks.
On a J.
You can't be trusted. Shannon, could you imagine somebody on your program doing something like that to you?
Man, I wish. Look, you see. Look, don't get me in trouble. I wish somebody would. Don't have me looking stupid. Don't set me up for failure. Don't have me thinking one thing and thinking all is well. I go out here on the main stage, batting for you, and then find out hours later,
man,
something that makes me look stupid.
And I'm gonna say this:
bad day for everybody.
A community that shows up only 40% of the time to vote, that's why we only get 40% of the respect. Until we start showing up 95% of the time with our vote saying, yo, this is what we want. Yeah, we may not have voted in the past, but we're doing it now. This is the underdog story. Wisconsin want to show that, oh, they really, like, respectfully, Mandela cooked, folks. I'm sorry. Like, we tried it before. Respectfully. I understand why he ran. I understand. He ran a statewide election before. He has the exposure to the donors. He's been in front all. He was the lieutenant governor. I get it. And we tried it. And it didn't work in our favor. And I'm supposed to try it again with an even larger seat? I'm not willing to take that gamble. My opinion. I think right now is a great time for Wisconsin to show that, yes, they are ready for an underdog story. They are ready to not just go with the status quo anymore and push the person through that actually had the resume for the job. And I ain't saying just because his resume was better than everybody's, that means nobody else should have got in. I think always follow your dreams. If you feel like you could do better, always put your hat in the race, right? But I'm saying, as the people who's casting the vote, let's listen and actually look at the resumes too, not just polls. Shannon, we got a caller. Bobby, how you feeling?
I'm feeling great. How are you guys doing?
I'm doing good, Bobby. Just a little spirited this morning, this afternoon.
Okay, well, I have a question and a comment, actually a statement.
Okay,
so you just made mention that you're voting for Dave Crowley, right?
Yes, sir.
Regardless whether or not he's on the ballot or not.
No, he's on the ballot. His name will not be removed from the ballot.
He's dropped, right. He's dropped out, though, right?
Yeah, he's on the ballot. Okay. He's on the ballot.
Right, okay. Okay, but he's dropped out.
He's on the ballot.
So but here's the deal with that. Why would you throw your vote away noting that he's not running?
He's on the ballot. I'm not throwing my vote away. I'm casting my vote for the candidate that earned my vote. The other candidates have not earned my vote or presented anything impressive enough to earn my vote. Does that answer your question, Bobby?
Well, it really doesn't, because, okay, so if we're going to put this out here in the airwaves that people should vote, the whole picture should be also put out there. If you vote for a candidate who has jumped out of the race, your vote doesn't count because it's going to go to someone else. That's how Trump
got into office. It's a difference between a primary and a general, all right? The primary is for the individual candidates to do the work and get the support from the audience that they garnish support from, not from the people
that
are just
true.
Not just from the people because their candidate fell out and because it's just supposed to be, oh, next in line. No, I am casting my primary vote for the candidate I believed in that did the work and has the resume and was overqualified and raised more money for the job. That's who I'm casting my vote for in the primary. Now, any of the other candidates who decide to do the work, if they decide to get through, I will look at the candidates remaining in the whoever goes to the general and see if that's who I want to cast my vote for.
Okay, well, I got you. You can vote for whoever you want to. There's no question about that. But again, putting out there that cast your vote for someone who no longer will be on the ballot, kind of.
He's on the ballot. Putting out there that he's not on the ballot is what's wrong, because he is on the ballot. Don't say he's no longer on the ballot. He suspended his campaign because Wisconsin decided that he's not the. We were looking at polls and all of this, and the poll said this, the poll said that. I'm saying, Bobby, answer this question, Bobby. Who do you believe in that you would cast your vote for that somebody that's still running?
Okay, let me say this to you.
No, I'm going to answer your question.
I'll answer your question. I'm going to vote for a person on the ballot who is a Democrat who I feel and who I've looked at in the past and know for a fact that we can at least work with them. We can't get everything we want. It's not going to happen. But we do have to understand the people that are going to remain in the race are the people we're going to have to work with. If you don't want this Republican takeover again, you know, to happen, you're going to have to work with who you have. And so
we tried that with Mandela Barnes for U.S. Senate, and look what it got us. We tried that. Look at what it got us, Bobby. I respect what you're saying, but what you're talking about is throwing away a vote, because it don't sound like you're voting for somebody you really believe in. It sounds like you're voting for somebody that said something that makes sense. And I'm not telling anybody to take my role. I'm telling people my underdog story. I am casting my vote for the person I felt did the work. That's all I'm saying. Like, we could call up here with all of the man, we gotta, like, we can't just throw. No, it's not. It's a primary. It is a statement. The candidate, the right candidate, is the one that should be in the race, despite how I feel or not. He didn't say nothing about Sarah leaving him out to dry. He ain't say nothing about we tried with bro before and got what we got. Like, let's talk factual. Let's really talk about actual things. You said take this one right now. All right, y'all, we'll be back. Don't go anywhere. This is a lunch break on The Truth.
Don't go anywhere.
What up, y'all? Welcome back to the lunch break on the award-winning 1017 The Truth. UW-Milwaukee Roar program at UWM-Milwaukee. Students don't have to wait until college to start building their future. Roar Ready lets students in K through 12th grade join in hands-on programs across campus from science and tech to art, sports, and more. Students try new things, meet new people, and build skills that matter. Get ready today at uwm.edu/roarready. Get started today at uwm.edu/roarready. I'm roar ready today. Roar! What happened to that boy? Man, we got a caller. We got Gary. Gary, talk to us, man. You're on the award-winning lunch break. 1017 The Truth.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Hey, just so you wore ready, huh?
Yeah, yes, sir.
Okay, I can hear it. I heard it. Great conversation. But so I just had a question. First of all, brother, I'm not knocking you who you vote for. Your vote is your vote.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? You're not throwing away your vote. When my dad marched back in the 60s, he was marching for the right to vote, for who you want to vote for.
Mm-hmm.
And that's your right. That's your right. But I had a question for you.
Yes, sir.
So then David Crowley, you vote for David Crowley. Then what do you do in the general? Because you said that nobody's earned your vote. So then what do you do in the general?
So
if none of the people that are going to be there, you say they didn't earn your vote. What do you do in the general?
So I said, I want you to hear my words wisely, right? I said in the primary, I'm giving my vote to the person that earned it. And I said, when it comes to the general, out of whoever comes out of the general, if Crowley doesn't win this underdog story, because I do think that's still a possibility. If Crowley doesn't win a true underdog story and the people who has the power ultimately shows up and select the leader, then I'd have to make a decision on who that person is. And at the end of the day, that's my decision to make. And if that person is not going to speak to my needs and put something on the table, like, who? All I'm saying is who. I got my thoughts on who actually comes out of the primary, but I am not here to steer anyone to who to vote for. I'm here to talk about how I feel about it and answer the questions that people have for me. So if Crowley doesn't come out of the primary, then we'll have that conversation. But the person that comes out of the primary, they better have something that could address our needs and don't think anything gonna be given. Because guess what we always tell our black kids and black children? It's what? Earned, not given.
Yeah.
So that's my answer, Gary.
I didn't hear that part of the conversation, so it's good to hear that part of it.
Yes, sir. I'm never going to just be ignorant and be like, well, I ain't, if the person I like ain't get in get through the primary, I'm not going to vote. No, that's not my stance. I'm going to vote, but I'm going to vote for somebody that I feel represents my needs. And and it's certain things that I don't say because I don't want to steer people down the wrong path as well. It's certain things I do believe in, but I do I respect what you're saying. It's important to make sure we understand what we're saying on these airwaves because people are listening. So that's why certain things I don't say.
Right. Yeah, no, thanks for clearing that up. And I guess just one more comment and me, you know, hanging up is, hearing you, and I respect that. And I respect your take and your side on it. But I was telling this one brother, a lot of times, too, we have to vote for the collective, too. You know, like some of these guys that I debate with, these black Republicans, and I ask them, why you call yourself a black Republican? Why don't you just say you're a Republican? Why you gotta specify black Republican? I'm a Republican. Leave it at that. You're always talking about race, but then, oh, I'm a black Republican. Leave that out. You're a Republican. But, and they always argue, oh, it's the individual. I'm like, see, we need to be voting as a collective what's good for the community. You know what I'm saying? So thanks for taking my call, brother.
All right, for sure, for sure. Appreciate the call, Gary. Yeah, go ahead, Shannon.
Oh, no, I didn't say anything.
Oh, my bad. I thought you said
it broke up a little bit, but
my bad, man. What we got going on the text line? I'm telling you, Ray and Shannon, 90% of the reckless driving, the driver is high on something or both drunk, etc. Just the way it is. I'm gonna tell you, I don't think that's 100% true. Maybe sometimes, but I done seen plenty whites in suits, reckless driver from downtown, swerving, trying to get around lights and so forth.
They probably drunk on something too.
You know, I done seen all ages.
That don't mean they ain't drunk or high. They probably drunk or high too. Coming straight from downtown, trying to get back to Wauwatosa.
Dan Mosley says, we hear you, Ray, but Crowley is out now. So who's your interest? Crowley is on the ballot. He's still on the ballot. So that's who I'm voting for in the primary. And whoever makes it through the primary, I hope they've done enough to earn my support. That's all I'm saying. Somebody says, rumor has it that Mandela Barnes and Francesca Hong had a thing going on too long. Not too long. I don't know if that's a thing that may have contributed.
Ray,
whoa. I'm not reading that on here. Is that something we should?
Ray, you my eyes and ears, Ray. You know, I can't see the comments over here. So I'll be relying on you to tell me what's going on in them comments.
I'm going to defer to Zach on that. I don't know if that's something.
Is in the YouTube chat or?
No, the text thread. I don't know if that's, you know, that's allegations and I don't want to, you know, play with people's lives like that. Yeah. So I don't think that's something that we should read.
Yeah, until there's a news.
Yeah, until there's something actually factual about that. That's not something that we're going to push forward. But what I will push forward is like, man, we can't give away. We can't just be stagnant. We gotta stand up. We gotta demand something. What is the black agenda? What does it look like? It's low hanging fruit. So to not have anything, that's alarming. That's alarming to me, Shannon.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm tripping. Maybe I'm old.
No, I mean, you're not tripping. And maybe, hopefully, somebody will hear this and get it together. Maybe it'll motivate them to come up with something or push a little harder.
Man, I hope so. What we got in the chat, it's all about the money. Regardless of what politicians promise during their campaign, the donors of the 1% makes the moves. I hear you, Babar. But is it Barbar or Babar? I don't know. But I hear you. I do think money has a role. Not to have anything is scary. You're not tripping. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They don't got no plan. I already saw how you handled one of us. Like, you didn't give a respectable heads up, like, hey, bro, my house on fire right now. Maybe you don't just jump out there and put your neck on the line just yet. Give us a week or two to steer this ship real quick. I don't think that's smooth. You don't let somebody jump out the window like that and you got that type of information. Like, no, that's dangerous. Selfish. That's dangerous. If you do that now with little power, what would you do with real power? That's just me. I see Biko calling me. I think this might be it for your boy. We'll be back. On the lunch break with Ray Nitty and maybe Shannon. Don't go anywhere.
All right. Chicken heads. chicken, chicken heads. Chicken, chicken, chicken heads. Chicken, chicken.
Hey, welcome back to the lunch break, man. Hey. Ball head, scallop wag. Ain't got no. That was my joint back in the day, man. You are back, y'all, to the lunch break with Ray Nitty and maybe Shannon. We a little spirited. Well, I'm a little spirited today, Shannon. Shannon, like, what did
That's
he just,
okay.
What did he drag me into?
Man.
That is okay. You know what I mean?
Oh, man.
Look, take your time, Ray. Look.
Real quick, I'm going to take my time with this one, Shannon. Looking to discover and support local businesses in our community? Then make sure you tune in every Friday at 8 a.m. to Truth in the Morning with Home or Blow and Bailey Coleman for What the Business Is, powered by We Energies. Each week, you'll hear from local business owners as they share what their business is and where they're located, and one valuable lesson they've learned along the way. We Energies is proud to help power local businesses and the communities they serve. Don't miss What the Business Is every Friday at 8 a.m. only on Truth in the Mornings with Homer Blow and Bailey Coleman, powered by We Energies, delivering the energy that powers local business. Shannon. Votes power local politics.
Mm.
People is the power. So
that's real.
The real underdog story. I know we don't got much time, right? The real underdog story here. The underdog is still on the ballot. And I know people saying, oh, he suspended his campaign. But do something. Do something about it. If you really love the support of somebody that you believe in, then support it then. Show Wisconsin that. All right, we ain't just buying poll data and things y'all show to us. We buying and we believing in the person. And that's the real underdog story. He's still on the ballot. The facts. Crowley ended his campaign July 8th, endorsed Sarah Rodriguez July 9th. Remember on July 8th and July 7th, she already knows she has some funny money problems going on. Didn't tell him. Let him walk the plank. Left him to hang. But August 11th, the ballots was already printed and locked. His name still gonna be on the ballot, and votes still will count for him. So people telling me like, "Oh, like you wasting your no, I'm not. I'm not wasting no vote. I'm using it. I'm exercising it. I'm making a stance. I'm taking a stance that I'm not no longer just going with what somebody else tell me to do. And they keep telling me to be strategic. And it's like, okay, tell me the strategy." What's the strategy? Share the strategy with us then. People like to say be strategic with no strategy. I don't understand that part, Shannon. What makes somebody a real underdog? What makes somebody an underdog in your book, Shannon?
I mean, I think you described the underdog, somebody that people didn't expect to make it to where they made it to, somebody that's able to exist in spaces that I would guess most people didn't expect them to exist in, somebody able to articulate and work toward like the needs in our community as well as others. So I think that's the underdog. Like you said, the others just ain't showing that they are underdogs. Like we said earlier, like somebody that can say that we're not ready for a woman or a black person.
How is that the underdog?
That sounds pretty privileged to me. You're privileged enough to be able to say that. So, yeah.
And I'm sure it's probably like, I didn't mean it like that. It came out wrong. No, it came out how it was intended to come out. Now, what's the saying? Can two things be true at the same time? But hell, that ain't for you to be saying. That's kind of letting me know how you feel about us. Like,
right.
You basically doubled down. Like, no, they not ready for no.
Right.
Why?
And for him to say that and then not have no agenda for us is kind of like, oh.
This is what I'm saying. This is all I'm saying, Shannon. Thank you for highlighting that. It's like to make that statement, no, you don't got an agenda. We're not even on your agenda because you don't even think Wisconsin ready for us. You just think Wisconsin is ready for somebody that could lead us. We just
sit back. Uncle got it.
So he don't think blacks and women could run the state. On top of that, he don't got a black agenda. So that's the underdog story. I'm excited to hear him on Sherwin's show next Wednesday. Sarah, super flawed. I'm sorry. Can't be trusted. Also don't have a black agenda, nor does she have any blacks on her staff. Mandela, I'm sorry, bro. We tried. Bruh. And you don't got no blacks on your staff. I'm sorry. So, yeah, that's my underdog story. Mm. What you got for us, Shannon? Close us out, man, before they drag me up out of here.
Nope. Ray, I ain't there to help you. you gotta hold off a little bit, right?
Oh God!
But listen, all I got for
they
you
start
guys
with calling me Frank.
Is... oh,
he talking about the text line. Here we go again, calling me Frank Nitty.
Nah, they doing that's strategic. No, I'm just playing. But listen, all we got for y'all before we head out is slow down, man. Make sure you guys slow down. Drink your water. Stay hydrated. Look out for each other and make sure you guys expressing your right to vote, man. Do the research and, you know, come back tomorrow. We'll be here on the lunch break. We have a very special guest tomorrow, 101.7 The Truth, the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. Make sure you follow us and like our Facebook page, The Lunch Break, and give us a call. Make sure you also stay tuned. We got Manon and the Grapevine on, and then after that, we tapping in with Jazzy. So stay tuned, guys. Thank you for rocking with us.
Don't go anywhere, y'all. We out. Manon, the Grapevine up next. He about to pick the grapes, and we tossing all the fakes out of the community, man. Y'all holler at us. We out.